Speaking via video conference from Hong Kong, Dr. Chan informed that new cases in Liberia have again stopped, and Guinea and Sierra Leone have together reported only 3 cases during each of the past 2 weeks. This represents the lowest number seen in well over a year. She described the situation as a night and day difference from less than a year ago.
Most credit for this progress goes to unwavering leadership at the highest level of government. At the same time, I must caution against a false sense of security. All it takes is a single undetected case in a health facility, one infected contact fleeing the monitoring system, or one unsafe burial to ignite a flare-up of cases.
The UN Secretary General's special envoy on Ebola echoed this message, telling the 15-member council that national governments, regional organizations, and global leaders stepped up to the challenge of Ebola like never before. Dr. David Nabarro said this allowed what he described as a massive response to unfold, but warned that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is not over.
Dr. Chan has briefed us on the remaining work to be done. And she's pointed out the need for technical, operational, and financial solidarity with the thousands of people that are hard at work in the affected country. These people are stemming the tide of the current outbreak. They do remain vigilant and ready to respond. They cannot afford to let up on the response, and they need our collective solidarity.
Dr. Nabarro added that the African Union, for example, deployed more than 850 medical workers from several African countries and recruited over 4,000 local volunteers, including Ebola survivors. Tete Antonio, the ambassador of the African Union to the UN, shared his organization's key lessons learned from the Ebola response. One of them was the need to build Africa's capacity to deal with future public health emergencies.
Disease surveillance, detection, emergency preparedness, for health and natural disasters and response are vital. It is therefore imperative that the capacities and systems most needed to prevent, detect, and respond to public health threats must be reinforced in order to ensure that in the medium to long term, African countries attain and possess all international health regulations, capacities, and systems.
According to the UN, the coming years will see unexpected new outbreaks of disease with no advance warning on where or when they will strike. Human security, it said, therefore depends on being able to anticipate these outbreaks, to react quickly, to curtail spread, and to prevent suffering. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.